Jim and Marjorie now.
96.9 Boston Talks.
7:48 in the morning. Marjorie is somewhere, apparently, in Palo Alto, California, her Stanford reunion. We'll get all those details on Monday, assuming she gets back by Monday, assuming she got there by last night. And joining us on the phone, as he does every Friday at 7:45, is the man with the weekend preview, a man whose dream, I believe, and we'll see if it's the truth, is to be alone with me, which he sort of is now over the phone line. Good morning, Carl from New Hampshire. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, James, how I've waited for this day.
Yeah, you make fun of it. That's people who are uncomfortable.
Many a starry night, yeah. I dreamed of this day.
You did?
Well, no, not really.
Okay, well, fine. Now, Carl, I've looked at your list. You have some really incredible things for people to do this weekend, starting tonight. So let's hit it. What's number one?
Well, who would have thought this? Peter Pan.
Ah!
Boston City Hall Plaza, 7 p.m. tonight. And can I just say how thoughtful it was of presidential candidate Mitt Romney to take time from his busy schedule to star in the Barry Classic. Have you ever seen green Mormon tights, Jim?
I've seen Mormon underwear, actually, Carl. I've seen that.
Well, the tights are really something. I'll tell you what, this sounds pretty interesting. It's a new 360-degree multimedia stage.
That's called Theater in the Round, by the way.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
State-of-the-art theater tent. And by the way, You don't want to come to New Hampshire and be asking people, would you like to see Peter Pan in my theater tent? That stuff just doesn't fly up here.
So there's that tonight at Boston City Hall Plaza. And by the way, whenever Carl does these weekend previews, all the websites, the phone numbers, whatever, are at the Jim and Marjorie page at 969bostontalks.com. What else has happened this weekend, Carl?
Well, it's close to Halloween, so Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, that's at the Orpheum, right? I read about that. Is that the Orpheum? Am I right?
At the Orpheum? What do you mean? They're a band?
No. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, I thought Smashing Pumpkins was like a Halloween vandalism.
Now, that's
thing.
Didn't Johnny Damon do that with his wife in his book or something? They used to throw pumpkins out of their hotel rooms or something for fun?
Yeah, one of my favorite Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes was when they toilet papered at Larry David's trees. Remember that one?
No, actually, I missed that particular week.
You probably didn't.
Thank you, I did, yeah, okay.
So, Smashing Pumpkins is a band, Orpheum Theater. And, of course, there's the other Smashing Pumpkins, too, if you're interested.
Yeah. What else is happening?
Listen to this. A creepy Halloween carnival.
I love those. I love those. Where's that?
It's fun. Yeah, 11 to 2 at Sullivan Square Community Garden. $10 gets you a goodie bag, spooky bowling, the eyeball toss.
Does not.
Yeah, spider swamp and bobbing for donuts. Really a fun family day.
Now, is it safe to assume that you have absolutely no idea where Sullivan Square Community Garden is? Is that safe to assume?
How dare you, Jim?
Where is it?
Well, it's right near the Sullivan Square Community Pool.
Exactly. I think it's across the street pretty much. Yeah, it might be in Charlestown. Is that possible?
Yes, it's in Charlestown. Thank you.
It's in Charlestown.
I forgot to mention that, yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to love this.
What's that?
Cyndi Lauper and Dr. John.
Together?
Together at the House of Blues. That's Sunday, I think, at 6 o'clock. Apparently, Cyndi Lauper has been on some kind of blues exploration. And so she's been touring a little bit with the New Orleans legend, Dr. John. I'll tell you what, I love Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, I love her, too. Can I just say one thing? Someone called us a couple of years ago when we were talking about Cyndi Lauper, and obviously she's got this one of the most famous songs of all time, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but she's got a lot of the great stuff, too, Time After Time, whatever. And they said that when they met her in a restaurant, and she said, "Don't bother me now, I'll come over afterwards and talk to you." And after she ate, she just walked out and almost gave him the finger. It sort of soured me a little bit on Cyndi, you know?
You know what? I would take that with a grain of salt.
Really?
Wouldn't you?
No.
Never. I mean, people, I've heard stories like that about you. Someone told me they saw you at a place and you did a very similar thing.
Well, that was true. But that
I
was true.
You.
That was true. No, in that case, it was actually true. So Cyndi Lauper, and by the way, I love when great performers and when you love both of them get together and do a thing. I'm serious about that. I really love them. That's a house of blues.
Yeah, me too. That's a real interesting combination, Cyndi Lauper and Dr. John.
Sort of like you and me doing this, right?
It would be like if you and I did a musical thing or a non-musical thing.
Or like a radio weekend preview kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be a weird thing.
That would be really strange. What else you got?
Here's another one of these ridiculous climb for life things. International Place Benefits the Benefits Research and Care for Cystic Fibrosis Patients.
Oh, that's ridiculous. To help cystic fibrosis patients, that's really horrible.
Listen, now, Jim. Just because Marjorie's not here to help me, don't treat me like Muammar Gaddafi here.
What do you think of my line, which I stole from a caller yesterday? Muammar Gaddafi is no mo. What do you think?
No mo. I like that. No okay. more Gaddafi.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
right,
it's yeah. obviously a good cause, but they say, listen how they build this: individuals and teams of climbers tackle 46 flights of stairs. I mean, it's not Everest. There's no base camp at flight 20.
So you're every time you mention one of these climbing things, you're hostile. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't like exercise.
What if? But if they wanted to, you're not. This is like not mandatory. If they want to go, they go. You don't want to go, you don't go.
No, but I'm like you. I want everyone to be just like me.
No, actually, that is actually quite true. So that's the climb for life. By the way, that's already started. I don't know if. Oh, actually, it starts in 6 minutes. Do you know that?
I knew that. Yeah,
I was
just going to mention that before you said it.
Now, what else is going on, please?
Dom Irrera at the Wilbur Theater. Self-explanatory. One of the funniest guys on the planet.
Well, actually, you know what's even funnier? He's going to be in studio for the weekly news quiz in 1 hour and 36 minutes. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting me to come along.
No, you can come.
Okay,
you can come.
So let's see. So far, Aaron Neville, he didn't invite me.
He was here.
And now Dom Irrera.
By the way, if you want to come at 10 and do the quiz then, it's fine.
No, I can't make it.
That's okay. You're not invited. What else?
Last item, 47th annual head of the Charles Regatta at Artisani Park. Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea. It's your weekend preview. You go with it.
Yeah, okay. 55 competitive events, food vendors, fun for the whole family. And by the way, early plans to change the event name to Occupy the Charles were scrapped.
You know, by the way,
I realize that these kids are not disenfranchised in any way. As a matter of fact, this is a chance for the Occupy people. Bring your grandchildren and see the future millionaires that your kids are going to hate.
That's beautiful.
Years from now.
I mean, and a moment of seriousness, are there any occupiers in New Hampshire, or is this like a not a New Hampshire kind of thing?
Come on, Jim. Occupy New Hampshire? That even sounds silly, doesn't it?
Only the 8 Republican candidates for. How are you feeling about Herman Cain, by the way?
You know what the problem is? Wall Street up here is all mobile homes. So there's really nothing to complain about.
Now, Carl, with some trepidation, I ask, are you actually performing somewhere this weekend, or what's the deal with that?
I'm so glad I asked. I'll be at Club Mount Royale in Manchester Saturday night and Catch a Rising Star in Providence next Wednesday.
You have 2 gigs in 1 week?
Isn't that incredible? I think that's the first time that's ever happened in at least a month. So all your Providence, your Rhode Island listeners.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, Catch a Rising Star. I'll be available for pictures and autographs.
And Saturday night, you're in Manchester, New Hampshire. Is that correct?
Yeah, Club Mount Royale.
You know what's interesting, by the way? I'm just looking down this list. He's at Club of Mount Royale, whatever the hell that is, in Manchester on Saturday. I'm looking down the list of the 7 things he said to do this weekend. It's actually a pretty good list. Not one of them is on Saturday. They're either today. Oh, actually, the head of the Charles Regatta, I take it back. I was saying you were basically boycotting Saturday, so people had no choice but to go see you.
Yeah, I think I told you that. I don't like Saturday anymore.
I know what you mean. Carl from New Hampshire, we thank you so much. Go see him tomorrow in Manchester or Wednesday. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Tomorrow, yeah. And you're at Catch a Rising Star on Wednesday, whatever it is, exactly.
Right.
Carl from New Hampshire, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. We really appreciate it.